All right. Good morning, everyone. It is 5 to 8 on Wednesday, October 12th. My name is Julie Fedorchak. I'm chair of the Public Service Commission. I call this special meeting to order. Also present with me are Commissioners Randy Christman and Sherry Haugen-Hofford. So we have a quorum. We have a lot on the agenda this morning, so I'm going to bypass any opening comments. Randy, any opening comments?
I'll do the same.
Sherry?
Fine.
Okay. Very good. So we'll just go right into discussion matters. I guess we're considering this an admin meeting for the current sake. And the first are FERC comments. And Jack, you have provided some comments from the commission in relation to FERC's request for comments or their NOPR on the generation interconnection queue modifications. Do you want to talk about these at all, Jack?
I really didn't intend to speak too much regarding the substance of this matter. I know I provided this to you a few days ago, so you have an opportunity to review it. Really, I was just looking for a direction on whether you had an issue with what we provided in substance in this, and I guess also to get approval from the commission, not by motion, but just direction to file it if everyone is comfortable with it in its final form.
Randy or Sherry, do you have any concerns about it?
I do not.
All right.
Appreciate all the work that went into it.
Yes.
From staff.
Yep. Okay. Same. FERC is doing a lot of these types of things right now, and as we've talked, it is important for us to track it, make sure there's nothing crazy going on, and express our opinions and concerns. So okay. Thank you for managing this on top of everything else.
Absolutely. And so the filing deadline is tomorrow, so I might provide some just small, more procedural changes to the document and then file it with if everyone is comfortable with that.
Sounds great.
I have no problem with that. I would just ask that maybe as a commissioner, I give until about 4 o'clock or even noon to do any final response.
Okay. If as long as it's not a major substantive change.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that just as you alluded to, some minor changes.
Sure.
Just I would respect the same thing and get that to you by noon.
Absolutely.
Okay. All righty. Then the next item is the this is listed in 3 separate items. Oh, no, this is separate. Sorry. I saw MDU. So the next one is this jurisdictional determination on case number 22363. So this is a pipeline to provide service to North Dakota soybean processors near Castleton. Jack, you want to walk through this at all?
Sure, I can just give you a brief explanation. This is pretty consistent with some of the other jurisdictional determinations we've had in the last couple of years. I provide an explanation to and a description of the facilities within here. It's a fairly short line, six-inch steel main, main to essentially serve a soybean processing facility. They requested to be considered as distribution rather than transmission and therefore not need to be cited. I provided analysis in relation to PHMSA regulations, including the new regulations that will be coming into effect in 2023. And as a result, my evaluation was that this is not a transmission line and should be treated under the Siting Act, specifically in the Siting Act, as a distribution line. However, you know, in the future, as different interpretations to the PHMSA regulations occur, they may be subject to the pipeline safety regulations as a transmission line. So that's still subject to some change.
Good. Thank you, Jack. If there were some changes to this, that what key pieces would trigger it to be a transmission line?
One of the key pieces is whether it is, really the characteristic of the town border station. Mm-hmm. At that point, according to the new changes in the PHMSA regulations, that is considered essentially, let me just pull it up directly
distribution
out from the statute,
center?
A distribution center now. It appears that would be a distribution center under the new definitions. As a result, anything down from that would be a distribution main. And so that was the key consideration in this finding, in this jurisdictional determination. So that would probably be the major change from this tab line.
And then that's where the pressure is reduced?
That would be where the pressure is reduced.
Okay. All right, very good. I don't have any questions for
you. With the conference yesterday, I didn't get to visit with you about this, but I guess my question is, the new rule on that finding, didn't you say it goes into effect in 2023? Mm-hmm. So are we to be doing this evaluation based on something that's going to be going into effect, a new rule, as opposed to what's been in effect and is in effect right now?
So the two things, I guess I would say in relation to that is that this is under a citing jurisdiction, not actually PHMSA. We have used citing description and definitions as a rational basis for making our decisions in the past. But even with our previous decisions, a jurisdictional finding in this one that this is distribution would be consistent with what we've already found.
It's helpful when they're consistent. All right.
Well, we got such a nice welcome when we had a previous sighting hearing in Castleton. I was kind of hoping to go back, but I guess that's a bit.
All right. Okay. I don't have anything more on that. Do you, Sherry?
Nope.
Randy, you're good?
I'm good.
All right. Thank you, Jack, for that. All right. And then the final two items is the case number 22370 and 22366. Can we kind of talk about these together?
Yes, we can.
Okay. So the listing that I'm trying to understand the distinction, one of them is a temporary permit and the other is a public convenience and necessity, the two cases. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there are two cases in this, 22366 and 22370, and they're really for two different facilities. One is the office building, and one is the actual data process serving area. And the data process serving area is right next to the substation right across the road, and up a little ways from the, that processing facility is the proposed office area. And so there's a separate case for each facility.
Is there separate extensions to them?
There will be separate extensions ultimately to them, I believe, because they have two different types of service that they're ultimately going to require.
Got it.
And those extensions have not been built yet.
That's correct. As far as my understanding is, they have not been built yet.
Okay. So this is the question before us is that there's been a request for a temporary extension to facilitate the construction that's going on out there. That's been a routine thing that happens at the commission all the time with these sorts of cases. And then the key is that it's temporary and that it's at the risk of whoever's making that extension. Dakota Valley has requested a hearing on the temporary extension. That is not something we've done in the past, had a hearing. Typically, the hearings come when we review the entire case as a whole and all the criteria that's been set out for us to determine the proper company to provide service in these situations where there's two competing interests. So we have to make a decision on the request for a hearing on the temporary extension. Sherry or Randy, do you guys have any thoughts on that?
I just want to clarify, make sure that I'm recalling and understanding something correctly. Whatever investment or resources goes into providing the temporary service, that's not something then that is can be used as evidence or as a reason for granting that same utility the permanent certificate. Is that correct? That's just temporary and that doesn't play into that final decision?
Commissioner, that is correct. It should not be taken into consideration, and that actually is reflected in the order, the draft order, if that's an avenue the commission would like to go.
So it's at their risk. They could lose that investment if we should make a different decision that say MDU makes that investment and we think that Dakota Valley, then MDU loses that investment.
That would be the business risk they would take.
Okay. Sherry, do you have any questions, thoughts?
What is this load for the temporary service? It's quite an extensive load.
The three-phase load, is my understanding, based upon what we've received, is for the actual batch cement plant to pour the foundations.
Yeah.
So for the actual construction equipment, they need three-phase service.
Right. Well, I think this is some new territory, and when you see blockchain and this type of facility coming up and being built very quickly, that I can see the request by either party to say, we want to serve this temporary load. I really can, so...
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it does make sense. It's a potential huge load, so I'm not surprised that they're competing for that and want that. The question here is, do we deviate from what we've always done in the past and provide a hearing about the temporary request, or do we allow the temporary request to go through and then have the full hearing on the whole CPCN. And personally, I think we should stick with our procedures that we've used in the past. It's in the title of the permit. It's temporary. And it's just that. It's a temporary permit. They can move ahead. It's the cheapest option for getting service there quickly. And then we can explore if there's a request for, you know, the full hearing. We can explore the case in its entirety and look at all the factors that have been laid out for us to make a determination on who should be the permanent provider of service there. So I think we don't have much to even go on in terms of decision factors for a temporary facility other than economics, which we already know. So I don't know. I don't think a hearing right now on the temporary would be very productive.
A question for Jack. If we do not have a hearing and authorize this temporary service, is that decision by us? That's appealable, like, to court, just like our other decisions, I presume?
Generally, a conclusive matter in a case is where appeal would occur. So I'm not saying that someone couldn't file an appeal, but generally the appeal would not occur and this issue would not be addressed in most cases until a final determination is made on the issue.
And would that be different if we did have a hearing and went through a whole process like that, a hearing on the temporary service, and then reached a conclusion after a hearing?
If there's a final decision on the temporary permit, there may be an argument for that. To the degree that even matters at that point, I'm not sure, because if the permit application is filed in short order, you would probably have a decision prior to that appeal being done, and the temporary permit would be moot. I mean, that whole proceeding would, to a degree.
Because I do worry about this on both sides. First of all, and I don't know if it's exclusive to cryptocurrency facilities, mm-hmm. But that seems to be where it is being generated, this lightning fast action to develop. And I don't know, this one, it looks, I don't have a hard time with the decision that it looks like MDU is much closer there, and for the temporary service, that's the right choice. But in the future, there could be one where it's real close. And if we're going to just deem that under no circumstances would we ever have a hearing and gather some facts on a temporary, we could get to some that might be harder to decide where we do want to do that. And so I don't want to rule that possibility out permanently. And so the bottom line is they need to let us know with more advance, I think. But on the flip side now, if we start doing that, and this one, like I say, to me doesn't seem that there's that much reason for a hearing. And if we're going to start going down that road and then start dragging these out, this could also include, you know, the very common ones that just occur throughout the year, every year, where some farmer wants to add a grain dryer and it's more convenient for one company than the other, and we grant a certificate. And I hate to think that all those kinds of projects are going to get delayed for long periods of time. So I'm good with this order and ready to move forward on it.
I would say on the temporary nature, two things. They're temporary. They were intended to provide quick resolution so projects and companies can move forward at their own risk. I disagree that we should be evaluating and having hearings on temporary requests, because that's going to create a lot of uncertainty. The process is well laid out for determining in a thoughtful, fully baked way who provides the permanent service. There's all kinds of direction to us on what factors to consider, and it's very thorough and it's really fair. And so I think that we need to hold firm on the temporary permits go forward, and we look at the whole case on the permanent, making a permanent decision on the provider long term. So I'm not excited about entertaining time and again requests for hearings on the temporary extensions. That said, if you are requesting a hearing on a temporary, you absolutely have to provide cause, which they didn't in this case. So even if I were to consider a hearing on a temporary request for service, it would absolutely have to have a lot of details about what the rationale is and where in the law we have direction for doing this. So that's my thoughts on it anyway.
Well, I'm going to take the other approach. I think this case is new. I mean, you have protocol on precedents and stuff like this, but I think we're going to see more and more of these with these blockchains. Commissioner Fedorchak, you said at one time we don't have much to go on, so I think it's critical that both parties be able to present on why they should be able to provide temporary service. So I would look at granting a hearing on the temporary service.
So I guess this puts in a position. So I do have an order, and I do have a motion prepared in the event that the commission did want to go forward and issue the order today. In the alternative, issuing the order, if the commission would like to go forward and have a hearing on the temporary permit to serve the location, then we probably wouldn't need to issue an order. We would just need to then schedule a hearing on that and move forward on that. So I guess I'd be curious on the direction that the commission would like to take, and if there is a commission would like to entertain a motion. I do have one prepared.
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, discussion first, or are you ready for it? Are you ready to entertain a motion?
Sure.
I move the commission adopt the order in Montana Dakota Utilities Company Applied Blockchain Office, Dickey County, Public Convenience and Necessity, case number PU-22-368, and Montana Dakota Utilities Company Applied Blockchain Data Processing Extension, Public Convenience and Necessity, case number PU-22-270.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Well, I would just like to say that the precedents that you've talked about has nothing to do with anybody requesting a hearing for this type of service. I just think when a party requests a hearing, be it either party, that they should be able to come forward to us and bring forth all the evidence. And if we don't have much to go on and we're making a decision, I think it's a slippery slope that we're going down. So I will descend on them, I mean, disagree with the motion.
It's up to the parties when they make the request for a hearing to provide the information to back that up at the time, not for us to have to go back and ask for that. So that's on the parties, not on us, to go seek that information. And they will have an opportunity to bring forward their full case when we consider the decision on the permanent provider, which is the proper place to evaluate this and make that determination.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay.
Nay.
The motion is approved.
All right. That concludes the items for discussion. Is that it?
Will there be a dissenting opinion?
Oh, yeah. Are you going to write an opinion or are you just going to dissent?
I'll work with Jack and write in a dissenting opinion.
When is it due?
By policy, end of day.
Yeah. So
we have
Jack,
past.
Is that possible?
I'll be in a hearing all day right after this, and so if the commission's agreeable, we can extend another 24 hours.
That's fine. I'm on the record on why I descended, so okay. I'm fine with that.
You can. We have extended that in the past, though, so if you want to.
And you can write it. You can write it yourself. You don't have to have Jack do it.
I'm fine with it.
Okay. All right. So we'll... So you're not doing a written dissent?
Nope.
Okay.
It's on the record why I dissent.
Yep. Okay. All right. Then this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.